Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Talbot. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fred Talbot. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Talbot, and towards Schofield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Pepitone moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Pepitone moves to third. Maris moves to second. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh. Alves reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is walked intentionally. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield throws to second for 1, and Clark throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hargan, and towards Salmon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargan bunts towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton is hit by the pitch. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 1 in the game. Talbot takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Talbot moves to second. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibbs hits a line drive into right field. Colavito picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Colavito. Talbot scores. Gibbs moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pepitone hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salmon scores. Askew moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gibbs for a passed ball. Askew moves to third. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Askew scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown bunts towards the mound. Talbot fields it and throws to first for the out. Hargan moves to second. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hargan scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Elston Howard pinch hits for Fred Talbot. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schofield moves to second. Dick Raditz now pitching. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibbs takes first base on ball 4. Schofield moves to third. Clark moves to second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 3. The Indians will come to bat. Whitey Ford now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Salmon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pepitone takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Pepitone moves to second. Luis Tiant now pitching. Pedro Gonzalez now playing second base. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepitone scores. Maris moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Ray Barker pinch hits for Dick Schofield. Ray Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barker strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Richardson pinch hits for Whitey Ford. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Richardson now playing second base. Fritz Peterson now pitching. Horace Clark now playing shortstop. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-4 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.